Hi, everybody. This is Deanie, the host of the Deanie Truths podcast. I'm actually away from my computer today, so I can't do a flaws episode. But that's the beautiful thing, is I can be on my phone when I need to. So I was able to... I mean, this has been a very... Sundays are pretty long days. I was able to get the two other podcasts done. One, I'm... given up hosting for a while. I'm going to let somebody else take over. And then the other podcast, the talent's going to be helping out with social media and everything. So at least it gets me focused on this a little bit more. But I will say, I've had people listen to the flaws that I put out, the three episodes. And I will tell you guys, ever since I've been doing this, I'm feeling a lot closer to my friends. I'm feeling like this deeper connection. And it feels great knowing that, you know, we've already had friendships, but now they're just getting bigger and better, which is always nice. I thoroughly enjoy the deep conversations, like, because they hear it and they're like, I can't believe how brave and how honest you are during this whole thing. Like, I can never imagine myself doing that. And there's people that, you know, take it with like a lot of pride, knowing that I'm doing it. So next time around, when all my flaws are over, or the flaw episodes I should say, I'm going to try to see if I can convince my best friends, if they can come up with just one thing that they do not like about me, if there's anything. I tried doing it to one of my friends, Esther, and she's like, I can't think of anything. I literally can't, because, you know, it's tough. And I think a lot of my friends are not going to answer that, but I'm going to see if they can. Because they think there might be something, but I don't know. Or they may not see anything wrong with me. But I always have a tendency to think that people do have, like, something they don't like about their friends. And I just want to know. And people are like, yeah, I told someone about that. I'm like, oh, okay, why? I was like, why not? That's what I said. So, if I get any information, I'll share it. But if not, then I'll just have to scrap it. But my flaws are still going to stay up. And then I'll be talking about the solutions to these problems. I'll be going more in depth about those when time rolls around. But I'm just trying to do as much self-care as I can. Trying to take care of my body. Trying to take care of my values. I'm trying to make sure that my self-value is back up and running. Because, you know, when I had that revelation last night as I was doing the show, I was like, oh, wow, I never really thought about that. I don't really value myself as much as other people do. You know, that's got to change. So that's why I'm going to be focusing a lot on this show instead of the other two podcasts that I do, even though they're just, even though I consider them still important. I need other people to run them for right now so that I can focus on me and getting this, and, you know, getting better so I don't keep feeling like down or I don't feel burned out all the time. Trying to see what makes things work. But I'm telling you, I mean, right now it feels good knowing that every day that, you know, my friends listen to this show, like, they're understanding me more and I'm getting a lot closer with them. Which feels, like I said, it just feels great. It just feels great knowing that I can say something and not have to worry. And then some of my friends were like, I really appreciate you sharing. You know, it must be really tough. It takes a lot of guts to say that. And, you know, I said, like, I didn't think you guys would care. And they're like, of course we would care. Why do you think we would not care about you? Again, that's always just the feeling I've always had. Like, I never felt that people really cared, or they just didn't care about me, or they just didn't care at all. Like, maybe that's why I don't share a lot, because it's like a trust thing. I don't know if they care either, I think that's one of the things that I'll say this as a prediction. I don't know if she's going to listen to this episode, but I think that's one of the things Nina doesn't like about me is I don't share enough. Like, she shares and I don't share anything back. I mean, she could totally say I'm wrong with that, and if she does, that's fine, but, you know, that's why I'm trying to change a little bit, because I don't share a lot, except on here. Except on here, I share it all the time, so. All right, guys, I'm going to start heading to sleep. It's getting pretty late, so I'm going to get up in the morning, and then I'm going to get this self-help, not self-help, what am I saying, this self-care ready to go. I'm gonna, like, I'm focusing on my weight loss as always, but now I need to focus on my emotional, like, well-being as well. So it's not just my physical, but my emotional well-being. So I will be back tomorrow with another flaws episode, if unless I'm not at my computer for some reason, like if anything comes up, but I'll let you know if that happens. But all my links are in the description box. If you happen to check me out on any other platforms, any podcasting platforms, social media-wise, they're all in there. And until then, I will see you guys tomorrow. Arrivederci, everybody.